We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
So he hanged himself. Hung himself? Hanged himself. Hanged.
On WAAF.
Today's Hill Mail voicemail message is presented by the City of Boston Credit Union. For the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more, visit cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Yes, LB.
Was that a slap shot? Obscure reference. He owns the team. He owns the team.
The what?
That Hill Mail that we just played the intro coming into
about
was
Aaron.
The guy using the hang thing. It seemed to me that was a obscure reference to Slapshot with the French goalie talking to the owner.
It could have been an obscure reference on that. Yes.
I think it's going too deep. I think it's just that people don't know which one to use.
I think it was the thing about how nobody knows whether it's hanged or hung, but it could be that.
In this case, it's hanged. In Greg's case, it's not hung.
All right. Let's get to today's Hill Mail voicemail messages.
6:09 a.m.
Yo, Greg Hill. Happy 420. Smoke blunts, smoke bongs.
End of message.
You celebrating 420 today in any specific way, Shu?
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, there's a gala, if you will.
A gala?
This is the first 420 in Massachusetts that's being celebrated legally.
Right.
So at the Natick Elks, there's a giant party.
A lot of stoners at the Elks?
The Elks have changed quite a bit.
I guess so.
And so it's free if you want to come by.
Yeah.
Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. See you there.
You're going to be going?
Yes.
Okay.
The first legal 420.
How to get home. I mean, I hope you can find your way out of there.
I'll sleep at LB's.
Well, yes. You're right. Now, listen, I will remind you that just because it is the first 420 that has been a legal a holiday here in Massachusetts, you still are not allowed to just spark up at work unless your work allows that or while driving along on the highway. Or
it's just like alcohol.
Yes,
you're getting altered.
Right.
Same thing.
People sometimes misunderstand the law,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I am told. I am told by many that they don't understand how this new law works.
Wednesday, 10:57 p.m.
Hey, LB. I think your playoff party bus needs some jumper cables, brother. It's almost dead.
End of message.
Now, do or die.
Elimination
game.
Oh, two OTs and all one-goal games. I mean, it's been an amazing series, but the Bruins have not got any bounces, and their best players aren't playing their best.
There have been, as many were pointing out on Twitter last night, there have been four playoff games in Boston over the last week or so, and there have been four playoff losses.
Mm-hmm.
In Boston over the last week or so.
6:05 a.m.
Yep, way to go, Bruins. Not only is there nobody on the bandwagon anymore, but even that Zamboni came out with no one on it.
End of message.
Oh, what a disaster.
Touché.
What a disaster.
5:30 a.m.
JLB.
Yeah.
Today's Thursday. Yesterday's game was on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, I believe on Tuesday called a blowout. You got to score goals, buddy, to have a blowout.
Way to go, blowout.
End of message.
Bruins in 7. I called it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to roll off 3 straight. Oh, no, sorry. Well, they're going to win 1. Win. They got to win up there.
Yep.
And then they got to come back and win here.
Yep.
Then they got to win up. What is it? How does it go? Does it go
1-1 one, and 1.
Just 1-1 yep. one, and 1.
Wow.
1-1
one,
one,
so
and 1.
So they need 3 wins in a row.
Yes.
Yes.
In order to make
Bruins
it happen.
In 7.
Wednesday, 10:36 p.m.
I see Hillman had a lot of tweets about the Bruins game tonight on his Twitter feed. I'm betting he gave his password to somebody else that stayed for the whole game because Greg doesn't pay attention to sporting events or stay there. He's mostly just looking at the food.
End of message.
I didn't even go to the game last night. I captain bandwagon these important playoff games, but I couldn't even get. It's been a rough week. Well, Monday was a long day, and I'm 50. I can't go out on marathon Monday all day anymore.
It works out worse for you to watch the game at home because then you feel compelled to watch the whole thing. Whereas normally you bail out early, true. You get home, you like might or might not tune back in for the end of
it. That's a good point. That's an excellent point, Danielle.
You would have been there if it was to win the series.
Oh, of course. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Right. Oh, I was there.
Yeah. If it was game seven.
Did you see me on my phone on the ice?
Vancouver hoisting the cup, kid. Yeah.
If it was game seven in Vancouver, then I would be there.
6:38 a.m.
Left side, right side. What's the difference? When I get up, I look over and my wife is still there.
End of message.
We learned interesting information, scientific information this morning. We learned that if you sleep on the left side of the bed and wake up on the left side of the bed, you are more optimistic and in a better mood than those who sleep and wake up on the right side of the bed. And you have a more successful day. So see if you can make that switch tonight. That'll be a real problem, though. So if you're used to sleeping on the same side, you ain't giving up that left side or that right side.
6:53 a.m.
So Greg Hill believes Jesus is in the First Testament. And by believing that, Greg, you have disqualified yourself from any discussions concerning Christianity in the future. Period.
End of message.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
But Jesus is not in the Old Testament?
Didn't old to new go? I mean, didn't Jesus make the break? Wasn't it like the page break?
All I was commenting on was the fact that John 3:16, which is the Bible verse that Aaron Hernandez had written on his forehead, it's probably the most well-known Bible verse because it has been held up on signs at sporting events for forever.
Yeah.
The way you quoted it, mm-hmm. and maybe you were quoting the way he wrote it, was that not the way I've always heard it since I was a young child going to the Union Evangelical Church in Stowe. And by the way, I was in the youth group. I don't know if you know that or not.
What did they do?
To get the ladies?
I got a lot of ladies in youth group. And you know what? They're the crazy ones. Like the Bible thumpers are the ones who've been repressed their whole entire. I mean, let me tell you something. Yeah. No. That youth, I used to smuggle a bottle of Bacardi 151 on the youth group ski trip every year.
Oh my goodness!
So, hardcore.
Let me tell you, shenanigans.
Jeez.
I had that thing in the bottom of my luggage, and as long as it didn't break, it was the party was on.
7:11 a.m.
Yeah, when Greg was in jail, he heard from the cell next to him, "Hey, kid, I got a pizza up my hoop."
End of message.
Oh, boy.
No. who would waste a perfectly good pizza?
Right.
7:28 a.m.
Girl, my wife went to jump on me during sex, and she bounced right off and went through the window. Please, somebody, I need help.
End of message.
Oh, man.
That, of course, is a reference to some audio we played earlier from Dennis Rodman, who broke his penis when a woman asked him to run and jump on top of her.
No.
Nude. Nope. I'm guessing erect. And he had to go immediately to the hospital.
7:35 a.m.
Hey, Greg, I'm thinking when you do Stowe 5-0, before you do it, why don't you call the Stowe police and let them know, here's Danielle's number. If you have any issues with wildlife, just give her a call.
End of message.
That's 90% of the calls.
Yeah.
By wildlife.
Yeah.
At people with their dogs unleashed, dogs pooping in other people's lawns.
It's the ACO.
A group of, what would you call a group of foxes? It might be a cluster.
A pack.
You should do a wildlife show.
It's a pack.
Where? On Stowe Cable?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Mutual of Omaha's Wild Stowe Kingdom.
I used to, Sunday nights.
Yeah.
We used to, as a family, sit down right in front of the television at 7 p.m. and watch Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom with Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins, and he was always in the chopper, and then the other his lackey was down there with the Wild Game.
Jim, that was the joke.
Jimbo.
Yeah. Hello, Tim.
Good morning. Merry 420 day.
Yes. Happy 420 to you.
Greg, I'd like to know, when you were talking about holding a bottle of 151 in your hands, were you talking about a nip?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Good call.
Knock it off with the small hand stuff. I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give me, what do they call, they've now offered up an explanation. Psychiatrists have offered up an explanation for what happened to Aaron Hernandez, and it's called social defeat.
Oh.
And it's based on studies that they've done on mice.
Mice.
A skulk of
In which mice and rats become depressed when they witness other rats receiving food rewards without getting a food reward themselves.
Stating the obvious.
They believe that social defeat was what fueled the suicide of Aaron Hernandez, because he realized that even though he had just gotten off on those two murder charges, he was still going to be in jail.
Shut up. And the fall from grace.
Yeah.
The fall from grace led to what happened.
7:08 a.m.
Hey, LP kid.
Yeah.
Glad to hear you got your golf clubs back. Huh. You're not the only Bruin that'll be golfing next week.
End of message.
Oh.
Hey, thanks for the support. Had no idea you're a local guy that dislikes the Bruins.
Here's a 617 text, which says that the Bruins should have a lot of confidence coming back, being down 3-1 in a series, because it's happened against them countless times.
No.
They've been up 3-1 countless times, and they've blown it. So this is Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hey, Greg.
What's
up? Wild Kingdom. And when Jim was encountering the animals, all those animals I read about it, they were circus trained.
Really?
On the set.
So that thing was fake. That was fake news.
Total fake news.
Yeah. That was fake news. All right, thank you. That's Glenn.
My whole childhood was a lie.
Yep. Yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.